This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. And for those of you watching on YouTube, if you're able to, given this parent spectrum slowdown, this is the lovely Lady Claire, who always joins us on Friday, hour number three, with her unique perspective on the world. But before we go to the lovely Lady Claire, we have a caller waiting on the line. Frank in North Carolina, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, I'll be real brief. Catching on the local news here, ABC News affiliate, that you probably already covered this, but just in case, another troop deployment, 3,000 troops from Fort Bragg, North Carolina, combat type unit, 3,000 troops to be deployed to Afghanistan, in several months, I guess, to probably spend another year or whatnot over there. I mean, when does this end? When does this end?
Yeah, it's not going to end. I mean, the United States does not want to admit that they lost either in Afghanistan or Syria, and they're just going to stand there petulantly and say, we're still here, therefore we have not lost. And it's a very cynical thing for them to be doing. And of course, the motive for staying in Afghanistan is that oil pipeline right of way, which was the reason the war began in the first place, mm-hmm. as well as making sure that all that opium continues to flow to America's pharmaceutical corporations at rock-bottom prices, not to mention the street dealers.
Well, I hope somebody, I mean, I hope there's a contingent out there that lets Trump know that we remember he said that he was going to bring the troops home. But, you know, it's the new boss, same as the old boss.
Yeah, right. I mean, Obama said exactly the same thing back in 2008,
right?
And clearly they were lying. Mm-hmm. Presidents may come and presidents may go, but the wars go on forever. Okay? All right, thank you for the phone call, Frank. We're going to let you go here. And Lady Claire, what is your first story?
Well, I saw this in Blacklisted News, and I did a double take. Apparently, Duke University is going to have to pay $112.5 million for faking scientific research data.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
More scientific fraud.
Yeah.
Imagine my shock.
Yeah. There was a press release on Monday, and the fine comes as a result of the university falsifying research on federal grants. Why? Did they think there was a specific way that the Department of Justice, wanted them to go? How did
that
this
could
happen?
Very well, not the Department of Justice,
no,
but whoever,
National
issued.
Institutes of Health and the
yeah.
EPA, yeah. Mm-hmm. And there were the settlement goes around allegations that between 2006 and 2018. Duke knowingly submitted and caused to be submitted claims to the NIH and EPA that contain, they just made it up in
yes.
30 grants, and causing these organizations having to pay money that they wouldn't have or shouldn't have.
Yeah, basically they were lying on their grant applications.
Yeah, I don't know how long this has been going on. But this is the first that I've been aware, Mike, of a major and highly respected university pulling something like this nonsense.
Well, it has been a problem all along, mm-hmm. and there have been studies that say that, you know, a huge number of these so-called peer-reviewed scientific articles appearing in
mm-hmm.
journals
mm-hmm.
are actually being crafted to support somebody's product or to attack a competitor's product,
mm-hmm.
and... there are literally companies that do nothing but write up these so-called scientific reports, and then they'll find some scientist and give them money to put their names on it and submit it to a journal where hopefully it's going to get published, and then the pharmaceutical company will have these, oh, see, there's this article published in the journal of,
whatever.
You know, good kidney keeping, that, you know, our medicine does wonderful things. It has become a very corrupt process, and that's why I was being kind of sardonic about it, because it is a big problem. And like pedophilia in the church, up until now, it's been sort of kept under wraps to sort of preserve the pristine image of the scientist. But it's all coming on out now.
Yeah. It's very saddening to me because I do know what a stellar reputation that school had. And for it to be sinking this low, that's odd. Speaking of odd, this comes to us from the Department of You Really Can't Make This Stuff Up. There's a Spanish judge seeking a ringleader of the North Korea embassy attack believed to be in the United States. You know, apparently the attack happened 22 February of this year, and it's turning into an international incident involving the CIA, FBI, and a Spanish judge who has issued international arrest warrants for the ringleaders who are believed to be in the United States.
And at this point, we're going to do a shout out now for our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network.
And in the attack, a group of 10 guys broke into the embassy, assaulted and handcuffed personnel, smashed photos of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, and stole computers. And they fled to Portugal, where they split up. And this guy is very insistent. His name is Judge José de la Mata of Spain's High Court. The Audiencia Nacional is charging them with a number of crimes, including unlawful detention, violent robbery, and criminal association. The WA Compost is reporting that the group has offered to share information with the FBI, which is kind of an odd action for a fugitive.
Yeah, I'd say that's really very, very odd.
Yeah, and now the U.S. State Department Deputy Spokesman Robert Paladino said Tuesday that the government of the United States had nothing to do with the break-in, but with the alleged ringleader in America, the U.S. is involved, whether it likes it or not. Mike, your thoughts?
Yeah, absolutely. And again, with the U.S. trying to find some way to gain an edge over Kim Jong-un, a break-in at a North Korean embassy to try and get information. And as this article says, one of these ringleaders of this attack has apparently approached the FBI and said, "We have information for you."
Wow, that's almost stranger than science fiction. And speaking of science fiction, we go to our next article. Tom Cruise is apparently considered a deity among Scientology members. And this was said by a defector, and we all know Lena Remedy. Apparently, Bree Mood, that's an interesting name, who left the church, said that Tom Cruise is literally considered a god or deity among the practitioners of the religion. And Mood also let slip that Scientology churches bus their members to theater times every time one of the actors' films is released and regularly takes them back for second and third screenings.
Well, his movies are good, but they're not that good.
I know, and yeah, they'd buy up the Church of Scientology will buy up all the tickets. It could be for 50, 100, or 1,000. And he said he's not kidding. And after her escape from the church, Mood described the abuse she endured in an interview with the Daily Mail. Now, this lady was treated horrifically. She was pregnant, forced to terminate the pregnancy, and punished with hard labor.
Church. Now, is Lee Remini's show still on the air?
I haven't seen it for a while. I haven't seen it either. So I don't know.
That's worth going through the guide.
And, you know, Scientology is very popular in Hollywood, but there have also been a number of scandals involving some really rotten human rights violations. And for a long time, the things that went on were mostly unknown. But in recent years, the unethical practices of the church have been exposed by whistleblowers. And in many cases, some of the high-profile defectors were actually biological or married family members of the church's current leader, David Miscavige. Both David's dad and a niece have come forward to speak out against the organization and have written books about what goes on behind the scenes. It's got to be pretty awful. And
you know, you got to get out your Google Earth, you know, and go take a peek at where David Miscavige lives, you know, the world headquarters of Scientology. It's out in the deserts of Southern California. It is palatial.
Oh, in opulent the in the extreme.
Yes, with a capital OP.
Yes. And the most high-profile defector was the actress we were just talking about, Leah Remini, who was in the church since she was a kid but publicly left the organization and went on to expose their crimes with a book and TV series. I hope she's okay. You know.
Okay.
Yeah. Here we're going to the EFF, the Electronic Freedom Foundation.
Electronic Frontier Foundation.
Frontier Foundation.
Sorry about
okay.
that.
The court is denying them any ability to obtain classified significant surveillance court's opinion. And earlier this week, there was another court opinion that blunted a key provision of the surveillance reform law that had required the government to be more transparent about legal decisions made by the U.S. Secret Service Court.
Okay, we're talking here about the FISA court.
Yeah.
And I can understand why they're being very, very nervous because there's a lot of attention focused on just what was going on and with the collapse of Russiagate.
Right.
Trump is already saying he's getting ready to declassify those FISA documents. And it could basically prove what we've been saying all along. The FISA court was just a rubber stamp to make blatantly illegal, unconstitutional actions by our intelligence agencies have the veneer of legality.
When they aren't really.
No, they really aren't.
Yeah.
You know, laws repugnant to the Constitution are automatically null and void. That's Marbury versus Madison, United States Supreme Court. And by the way, there were subsequent Supreme Court decisions that reiterated that, that any law that violated the Constitution was dead on arrival.
Okay. And apparently, Electronic Frontier Foundation was very happy that the final language in this ruling.
They were not happy.
Pleased that. Oh, okay.
Sorry about that.
No. They were pleased. Yeah. Okay. They were
the wrong place. Sorry about that. My bad.
Okay. They are pleased that the final language did require that the Government Review and Oversight Committee classify each decision, order, or opinion that contains significant interpretations of the Constitution or other public laws and to make them publicly available to the greatest extent practicable.
Okay, and that was declassified, not classified.
Yeah, all okay. Right. And, you know, this has been an issue. I mean, we're all surveilled all the time. You know, people are looking in, listening in. You know, my texts to Michael are pretty vanilla. Can you get me some rice crisps in the cheddar cheese.
Yes,
aisle.
The cheddar cheese. Somewhere out there is an FBI agent saying, cheddar cheese, that's code for anthrax.
Yeah, okay. Right.
By the way, I just got a text from Mike in our control room. Lee Remini's show is still on the A&E channel. The current season apparently ended February 5th, but I'm sure probably
they're going to redo it.
Well, you can, you know, go back and replay it.
Right.
It is a good show, and it's horrific to see what's going on. But in the name of religion, whether it's Scientology or Jim Jones or what's his name, Applegate.
Yes.
Let's all drink the poison and we're going to go ride down the comet.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, you've covered this, right?
Basically, I covered it where Kim Fox, when she said she recused herself from the Smollett case, she was crossing her fingers behind her back.
Yeah, absolutely. Here was something that was very disturbing. Apparently, there is a video out of cops filming themselves viciously beating a suicidal hospital patient for their own amusement. And when FBI agents launched an investigation into crooked drug dealing Patterson police officer Reuben McCausland, they made a really scary discovery when they seized his cell phone for evidence. Apparently, this guy and his partner Officer Roger then filmed themselves attacking a man in the hospital for sheer enjoyment. And
ooh, to protect and to serve.
Yeah, I mean, prior to the video being discovered, the U.S. attorney, assistant attorney, Rahul Agrawal, said in federal court in Newark on Wednesday morning
that they didn't know about the assault.
Yeah, and the patient was later identified and has since filed a $4 million suit against the city.
Okay, can we move you a little bit closer so you can see the screen?
I will. Okay, thank you. Better.
Okay.
And apparently this footage was taken on 5 March of last year at a hospital in Patterson. The guy in the hospital bed had just attempted suicide and was being treated. He needed help, but sadly what he got was a broken face. I do not understand this behavior. They hit him so hard that blood was spraying from his face twice, and the blows were so vicious that he was severely injured and required stitches. What is wrong with these people, Mike?
I have no idea.
A suicidal guy in a hospital bed. They were trying to treat him and train him. And the cops say, let's just beat this guy up.
Well, you know, there's a lot of people who join the police force because they really want to do
good work.
Good work and serve our community. Mm-hmm. Our neighbor's one of those, obviously.
Yes, and she's wonderful.
But there are people who are attracted to the authority mm-hmm. of that uniform and that badge. And I remember my half-brother.
Yes, you told me.
He was scary. Yeah. He was just mm-hmm. so scary. And but he's no longer with the L.A. Sheriffs.
Which is probably a good thing.
I think it's a very good thing.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, where did you... Oh.
Okay. We're having a little bit of mouse conflict here.
Okay.
Now, one of the things that happened this last week that I thought was interesting, the UN Security Council unanimously passes binding terror financing resolution. Now, Mike, what is that going to do to the U.S., which unfortunately still does these war crimes all over the place?
Well, the United Nations can pass this resolution about terror financing,
mm-hmm.
but terror financing is already done in the black.
Yeah.
It's not going to change one thing. It's just mm-hmm. the United Nations getting up there and saying, we're trying to do something about the problem.
Yeah, looking good. Okay. We have another one that's kind of interesting. Apparently, President Trump and his top U.S. military advisors met with Google CEO about concerns that Silicon Valley's AI collaborations in China may benefit the Chinese military. Well, yeah, you know. Except right now, it looks to me like China is way ahead of us on a lot of stuff.
I would say so. Yeah. If anything, mm-hmm. I think it would be an opportunity for the United States to gain access to some of their technology.
Yeah, yeah. And apparently the meeting came after General Joseph Dunford, chairman of the Joint Chiefs, leveled pointed criticism at Google for pursuing technological collaborations with Chinese partners. And this was something that came up in his testimony before the Senate Armed Service Committee on 14 March. The glare was a little harsher, though, when President Trump followed up on Twitter. Google is helping China and their military, but not the U.S. Terrible.
Well, see, that's you know, a little disingenuous here.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I'm sure Google would welcome technological partnerships with the United States.
Yeah.
And this is another case of China is making deals, the U.S. is trying to make war,
mm-hmm.
and they can't catch up, and so we're just going to do the tough act here.
Yeah. You follow this.
Yeah,
about,
we already followed. We got a lot of calls on that one as well.
Yes, definitely.
And that was about the container ship
mm-hmm. yes.
cruise missile.
And apparently Brussels is getting all over itself. And it steps up what it calls war games to get ready for a no-deal Brexit. Now, the EU demands Britain pay £39 billion of a divorce bill if it wants to thrash out a trade deal. Mike, this is the activity of a bully.
Yes.
And an organization that is completely
tone-deaf. It is. And we have to take a break for commercials, and we will be right back.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up anyone. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did. The towers in New York.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And apparently over in Gaza, the protests to mark the one-year anniversary of the Great March of Return are actually scheduled for Saturday, not today, which is why we weren't hearing anything about it. But we just saw a crawl on the Fox News channel where everybody is bracing for potential violence. So I'm hoping it's not going to get ugly. But yeah, anyway.
And one thing I would like to comment on this, if there's anyone who has family back home in Gaza, okay, and listens to maybe a download of this, about a podcast of this show, please don't bring the children out there. The Israeli snipers are going to go for the kids first. Why? Because when you kill a child, you kill portion of a country's future.
Absolutely.
Which is why they, you know, I don't want to see anyone be hit for target practice, and particularly
not
kids.
The Israeli snipers also go after the journalists because they want to limit media coverage.
Yep.
And they go after the medics.
Yes. And there was a t-shirt that was in circulation, and it showed a member of the IDF holding his gun on a pregnant woman, one shot, two kills.
Yeah, that was kind of tacky.
That I don't know what people are thinking or how. But let's move back here. Russia has ordered a major VPN provider to block banned sites. And this is coming for us from torrentfreak.com. And apparently 10 VPN providers have been ordered by Russian authorities to begin blocking sites present in the country's national blacklist. And these included NordVPN, ExpressVPN, IPVanish, and can we say this?
No, we can't say that one.
Hide my... you can guess what the was.
Hide my gluteus.
Yes, my gluteus, yeah. And TorGuard also received a notification as has pulled its services completely out of Russia immediately. What the Russians have tried to do is to restrict access to content the state finds objectionable. And it's many kinds of sites, pirate platforms, site hosting, extremist content have all been affected. And local ISPs are required by Russian law to block their domains, rendering them inaccessible. But unfortunately, as with the Great Firewall of China,
yes,
there are plenty of ways to get around this, and that's something that the government of Russia is trying to address.
Yep.
And in July of 2017, President Putin signed a bill into law aiming to close the loophole. The plan was to prevent citizens from accessing banned sites using VPNs, proxies, Tor, or other anonymizing services. And the threat was really quite elementary. If such services were found to be facilitating access to banned platforms, they too could find themselves on Russia's internet blacklist, known locally as FGIS. Now, some VPN have already pulled out before the legislation is due to take place, but I wonder what kind of an effect that's going to have in the long term.
Well, it's not like we're not seeing censorship here in this country as well, although
yeah.
I saw one article earlier today that suggested that since the collapse of Russiagate on Monday, that Facebook, Google, and YouTube mm-hmm. appear to have maybe backed off a little bit
mm-hmm.
on their hard filtering of conservatives.
Yeah.
And again, the trouble we're having with our YouTube feed today is not YouTube, but Spectrum, which
yes.
is apparently having major bandwidth issues
mm-hmm.
Between here and the mainland or across the mainland.
Yeah. Yeah. There was another tech article which I really appreciated. There is apparently mysterious, undocumented technology hidden on Intel computer chips. Now, chip experts have claimed that the chips which power most of the computers in the world are hiding some sort of mysterious and undocumented technology. And apparently, analysts from Positive Technologies alleged that Intel chips and processors contain an enigmatic logic signal analyzer capable of reading almost all data on the computer. Mike, I want your thoughts on this.
Well, I mean, theoretically, mm-hmm. the CPU of a computer can read all the data on a computer anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not exactly sure what this is.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody needs to actually figure out what it's doing.
What the effect is, right?
Yeah, what it's being used for.
Mm-hmm.
But we do know that certainly NSA has mm-hmm. been pushing for hardware backdoors and all hardware.
Mm-hmm.
This could be it.
Yeah.
And again, if you want to keep something personal, you got to keep it to yourself here. And I know in these hard economic times, it's kind of hard to do, but you might want to consider like resurrecting an old laptop
mm-hmm.
that doesn't go on the internet. It's air gap is basically
mm-hmm.
what it is.
Yeah.
All right. We got to take another break for commercials. We have a caller waiting on the line and we'll be right back.
All right.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product! It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And before we go back to the Lady Claire, we have a caller waiting on the line. Tom in Utah. Aloha, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike and Claire. Now that we've found out that the Russiagate was simply a projected machination
yes.
And the war against Russia is a fiction. What about the other war that we need to be now refocusing on? And I'm asking Claire as a woman, and I have a sense we need to turn backward to the enemy domestic rather than the enemy foreign.
Well, if you're talking about the existing wars, like Yemen, Somalia, and in Afghanistan, they all need to stop. Because from what I have read, in all of these situations, the only lasting solution has to be a negotiated settlement. So
every
what are
one
you
of them,
thinking?
It appears that the war is against the family. And I don't care whether it's U.S. family.
Yeah. There's definitely the war on the family. There's definitely open hostility toward white Americans, white heterosexual males especially. It's everybody just seems to be turned against everybody right now, and it's hard to imagine any place on Earth with there's some kind of peace and calm, you know, outside of, you know, our little place here.
Mm-hmm. And I think that the issue about families, and I think good families create a good opportunity for any country to grow and do well. But there are several components that need to happen. First is love. Second is structure. Third, extended family, however that shakes out.
The Ohana.
Yeah, and fourth, giving kids a reason to dream and that those dreams just may come true.
Well,
I think those are all important.
That's an important one. Well, yeah. Add to that, we have to have an economy where only one of the parents has to work, mm-hmm. and the other parent can be there to take care of the kids.
Yeah.
In today's economy, the vast majority of households, mm-hmm. both parents are having to work, which means the kids are being raised by their government indoctrination centers mm-hmm. and by what they see on television. And that may be something that the deep state thinks is more useful to them, not letting the kids get bad ideas about things like patriotism from the parents. Mm-hmm. But right now, what's really hardest for young people coming up is they don't see that they've got a chance at a brighter future. So why would they be motivated to study hard as opposed to simply cheating their way through?
Mm-hmm.
And that's another bad aspect of this cheating scandal. You know, students who are not from rich families, they're just going to say, why should I bother studying hard to get into college, you know, when some rich family's just going to bribe their kid in ahead of me?
By the way,
being
really
a college,
ahead,
college graduate, I came to realize that most of what I was taught, what I was spoon-fed in college, was nonsense.
Yes.
Mm, yeah.
I went through the same experience. I didn't actually finish college. I quit in my senior year over a minor disagreement with the school's theater department.
That left you with at least a little bit of untainted cerebral tissue. Thank goodness you quit.
Thank you, Tom.
Anyway, my concern has been all along, all through this garbage that has been out there. You and I, we've all known that this was a fiction. But in the mm-hmm. background, I see the damage being done to our children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren.
Yes.
I'm 80.
Yes.
So my primary concern now is, what are my grandkids going to have as a future for them if we do not clean up the crap that's occurring right now? And I'm so grateful to the fact that this whole Russiagate has been exposed for the fraud that it is.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Now I'm hoping we can spend energy on fixing the real problems, which are right at our doorstep.
Yep. I agree.
Well, that mechanism that created and promoted that Russiagate hoax, that is the enemy at the doorstep.
Exactly.
And we have got to go after them because they're going to come after us. That corporate media, they have been humiliated. They've been disgraced. They're looking on the independent media. They only hated us before. Now they see us as a mortal enemy. And so it's going to get really ugly in the very near future.
Well, I'm hoping we can prevail because our kids are depending on us. They don't know it, but they are dependent upon our success.
Yes.
Yes, absolutely, and in every way.
All right. Well, Tom, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go. And Lady Claire, what's your next story?
Well, this was a little odd and rather unusual, but the State Department has issued a rare call for a probe after Saudis bombed a Yemen hospital. And the U.S., with a straight face, is making the statement, it wants all sides to take steps to protect civilians. How in the name of heaven can they say this?
That's four Pinocchios right there.
Oh, man.
I mean, basically, yeah. The State Department could issue the call, but what they're saying is they're going to let Saudi Arabia investigate what happened.
Yeah, which means there'll be no result.
Yeah.
I mean, these people have been shelling schools. They've been shelling hospitals, universities, markets, et cetera, with impunity. And that President Trump thought it was a good idea to double down on assisting the Saudis in Yemen Mike, it terrifies me.
But again, you need to understand what's mm-hmm. really going on in yeah. Yemen. This is not a Saudi war.
Oh, no.
Saudis are the proxies for the United States.
Right.
Several years ago, there was a regime change in Yemen.
Mm-hmm.
The United States kicked out the legitimately elected government of mm-hmm. Yemen, and they imposed what is now being called the internationally recognized government. The people of Yemen
mm-hmm.
absolutely did not like that.
No.
And basically tried to kick them back out. So the United States, knowing that the American people are really kind of getting fed up with war, mm-hmm. went to Saudi Arabia and said, you need to go on in and just slap these people of Yemen down to where they'll go back to being a province of the American Empire.
Yeah.
You know, it shouldn't take more than 2 or 3 weeks. We'll mm-hmm. give you some money and weapons with which to do it. And, of course, it's dragged on to this horrible situation. But that's really what's going on in Yemen.
Mm-hmm.
Yemen doesn't want to be under U.S. puppet rule, mm-hmm. and the U.S. via Saudi Arabia is out there saying, yes, you will. Nobody ever leaves the American Empire. Okay, we have another caller on the line. So let us go to Fred in Iowa. Aloha, Fred. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi. Lady Claire.
Yes.
I'm really happy to hear you when you talk.
Thank you.
Helps a lot. I'm going to sound a little bit like on the morbid side, but as you were speaking of Israel,
mm-hmm.
You know, the genocide, and that's what it is, the genocide to this Palestinian is horrid. But
I hear you.
Okay, but get to the bottom of it, and this is this. All right, our government, United States, invades all these countries, kills, slaughters, tortures, and maims
mm-hmm.
women and children, and
I
then
know.
Imposes a dictator and then takes their natural resources, mainly yeah. oil. That's
right.
Why the BS about Venezuela right now. Okay.
Yes.
And,
yeah.
And then people harp about illegal aliens is the word, but it's mm-hmm. been changed to immigrants invading the country and Europe, all right? Why and who caused that? Well, they want a better life, but if they're being killed and maimed and murdered in their own country
mm-hmm.
and don't even realize who is doing it, they're yeah. going to come to where a safer place is, in most cases. I'm not saying that everybody comes here. Okay, if we weren't over there slaughtering their women and children and installing a dictator and taking their natural resources and impoverishing those people,
mm-hmm.
this wouldn't happen.
Yeah.
Well, unfortunately, Fred, you've got a rather simplistic view of what's going on with the immigration migration issue, because studies have already shown that just a very small percentage of these people are actually fleeing a war zone. Most of them are being lured to the United States and Europe with the promise of free stuff. And the idea that they're going to get handouts, they're going to go on food stamps, and all of this is really being pushed by the globalists who want to basically destroy separate national cultural identities and just sort of blur us all together so that they can drop the borders and it's just one planet of brown working people and, you know, one private central bank.
You made some very, very valid points. Now, when I make this statement, I'll be accused of disliking Mexicans. No. But Mexicans are coming over here, and not only Mexicans. But
oh, no, it's not only Mexicans.
Yeah, right. But they're coming over here for the freebies. All right.
Yep.
I agree with you there. And most people, and you said it, but it still, people don't get it. The deep state controls the world. And we haven't elected a president in 100 years. And it doesn't matter whether they're Democrats or Republicans. But let's see if I don't lose my train of thought here. You know, it sounds like that I'm really coming on with, oh, people just don't realize, and they won't face it, that how evil man can be. Now, with all that being said, I'm going to say something here. Without the Bible, education is worthless. Noah Webster. Okay, you don't have to be a Christian that goes to church on the Sabbath, the seventh, Saturday, and through the week. But it's how you conduct yourself and treat your fellow man. And when you have a foundation in the Bible, then you can stand up and to fear and misery. And then you can have compassion for people. You lose your fear. So as an individual, try to live a life that is righteous and helping your fellow man. And then one other thing. Now, RBN is fabulously great. You have great callers. You're speaking to the choir callers. Get off your rear end and speak to people. And the last caller that talked about what is happening to our children and yes. our grandchildren, well, mm-hmm. why many say, talk to your kids. Talk to yes. your neighbors. Get out and talk to people. Just calling in there and speaking to the choir is useless if you don't do something. Okay, I've reached out enough. And kudos to you, Lady Claire. I like hearing from you. Bye and thank you. Have a good day.
All right. Well, bye-bye. Thank mm-hmm. you very much. We're yeah. going to let you go here. I do take issue mm-hmm. with your statement that we haven't elected a president in 100 years. We did. In November 2016, that's what kicked off this whole ruckus, okay? Because the deep state just got used to the idea they were going to pick the presidents and they were going to convince the American people that we voted for the person they wanted to be in the White House. And, it was supposed to be Hillary Clinton's turn. And when we, the American people, overrode the massive election fraud and put in Trump, did you see the reaction? And it was all of a sudden like, oh, my goodness, we're losing control.
Yeah.
You know, and we have to reassert our control. We have to go back out there and say, look, you're going to have the president we chose for you. And they may try that again in 2020. Anyway, Claire, what's your next story?
It goes back to Yemen. And apparently the Yemeni National Committee has issued a report on human rights cases in the last 6 months of 2018. And there were 408 civilians killed and 711 wounded in the period from August to the end of January. And Mike, this madness has to stop. Absolutely. And when I see pictures of the destruction and the carnage, I'll put them up and I'll say, warning, yep. graphic content. The American people should be having a national conversation as to whether this war is in any way to the human, siding of the U.S. Is the war doing us any good? And we need to get that going as a national
question.
It's
not doing the nation and the people any good. It's mm-hmm. doing the corporations great.
Oh, I know.
Whether it's the
yeah.
defense contractors or the oil companies mm-hmm. Or the banks that are financing all of this stuff.
Yep.
Remember, war is the banker's richest harvest of debt.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a big part of what's going on right now. But all of these wars, it has destroyed America's reputation as a moral leader around
oh, yeah.
the world. We are now looked down on by other nations. We are hated and reviled by the rest of the world.
Yeah.
And we're seeing more and more countries just try and pull away from us and say, we don't mm-hmm. want to be part
yeah.
of what you're doing anymore.
Yeah. And what really drives me crazy about Yemen is the reality that we have U.S. military aiding and abetting the Saudis in their war crimes in Yemen.
Yeah,
that
well,
to me is horrible.
But again, the Saudis are acting as a proxy for the U.S.
Yes.
to
mm-hmm.
reassert U.S. control. I mean, at one point, the U.S.-approved government of Yemen mm-hmm. was literally holding their meetings in a car carrier ship at the harbor.
Okay.
You know, and it was at that point Saudi Arabia got sent on in to say, you slap those Yemeni people back into line.
Mm-hmm.
And you tell them, you will love your puppet ruler.
Oh, yeah.
You will love your internationally approved,
yes.
meaning U.S.-approved government.
Yes.
And
yeah.
now they're getting ready to try and do the same thing in Venezuela.
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to take one more phone. Well, actually, no. We got a commercial break here. Then we got one more caller on the line. Mm-hmm. And then it's end of the show for this okay. Palhana Friday. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Last segment of our program on this Palhana Friday. We're going to take one more phone call from Steve in North Carolina. Aloha, Steve. Welcome to the show. What's on your... Oh, Steve hung up. Oh, well, to heck with him. All right, so we're going to close the phone lines for the rest of the show. And Claire?
This comes again from the Department of... You cannot make this stuff up. Apparently, our SecDef is lobbying Iraqi leaders to let the U.S. troops stay. We've done so much for Iraq, smashing it to bits, destroying its infrastructure, and debathifying it. Apparently, the Iraqi Parliament Speaker, Mohammed al-Babouzi, was at the Pentagon Wednesday to listen to Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan, who was trying to sell him, and by extension, the rest of Parliament, on keeping the U.S. troops in Iraq.
Told you they were never going to leave.
Yeah, that is going to be a little bit of a tough sell.
Yes.
Because the Iraqis declared the ISIS war over in 2017, and politicians were asking questions about the pullout process, that the Pentagon stance in troops are staying, and that they never asked Iraq about it isn't sitting very well.
I can imagine it isn't. Yeah. Well, you need to understand... the United States built what they call an embassy in Baghdad, in the green zone. It is enormous.
Mm-hmm.
It is gigantic.
Like
it is
a couple of football fields,
yeah,
right?
It's the largest embassy, nudge, nudge, wink, wink, say no more, in the world.
Yeah.
And most people think basically it is the command post that the United States intends to use to project power over the Middle East. And obviously they're not going to walk away from a facility like that.
Yeah. And apparently this opposition is something that America's military and politicians have to own, because they made enemies of virtually every big Shiite bloc by insinuating that they're all secretly in league with Iran, and Trump saying that the U.S. might as well stay in Iraq just to keep an eye on Iran. Now, the one name that doesn't get mentioned in this article is that of Imam Muqtada al-Sadr. Remember this guy. He now has tremendous power because his constituency won the majority in the last parliamentary election. He threatened originally that if the U.S. did not leave Iraq at the time and moment specified in the SOFA agreement for the U.S. to leave Iraq, that all American military would be fair game for his Mahdi army.
So we're going to have ourselves another Iraq war.
Yeah, 2.0. What happens in D.C. if this guy says, heck no, America's got to go? And I don't know what the politicians are thinking. But in light of that, I would like to think that maybe there is some sort of intelligently crafted answer to this that does not result in an Iraq 2.0 reinvasion of the country. And how are they going to sell that to the
American people? Would be 3.0 because there was Desert Storm.
Yes.
All right. Okay, there's the music. It's time for us to get on out of here. Stay tuned for John Stadmiller's show, although actually the microphone's being taken by Ralph Winterroad, and I'm sure he's got lots to share with you. Please take what you learn here, share it with everybody that you know, use email, paper mail, face-to-face. As that caller said, go out and start talking to people.
Yeah.
We need to evangelize and reach out to people who probably now they're waking up after the collapse of Russiagate. So now's our opportunity to go on out and educate them. Have yourselves a really good weekend. We'll be back Monday. Aloha, America.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.